Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello, and welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Dori Shafrir.
Hi, I'm Kate Spencer.
Hi.
Hey.
We're not experts.
No, but what I do like about us is that we're two friends, and we like to talk a lot about serums.
It's true. And this is a mini episode where we hear from you, we share your comments and thoughts, and we answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please remember, we're not experts. We are just podcast hosts. And so we always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a medical and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you want to reach us, our voicemail number is 781-591-0390. And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com.
And if you want more of this magic, you can check out the Forever 35 subreddit, reddit.com/r/forever35. You can visit our website, forever35podcast.com, where we link to everything we mention on our show. We're on Twitter at forever35pod, Instagram at forever35podcast, and there's a Facebook group where the password is serums.
Kate.
Dori.
How are you doing?
Okay. Dori. I'm okay. I thought this weekend that I had COVID. And I went and got a rapid test.
Yes. How did that go?
It went up my nose is how it went. Went deep into my nose.
It goes deep, huh?
Yeah. So deep. It puts your ass to sleep. I think I'm quoting Ice Cube there. I was having what felt like cold-like symptoms. Like it was as if I was experiencing the start of a cold. Yeah. And, you know, normally I would be like, okay, whatever. But instead I was like, like, oh no, this is it. You know, like sniffling and clearing my throat and coughing and getting myself a little worked up. And, you know, even during this, I would most likely like give it a beat and monitor it. But then I was speaking with friends and, you know, then they have a story of their friend who thought they had allergies and it was COVID. And, you know, like, so I just was like, to be safe, let's just go get a rapid test. And then I did that. It was easy breezy. You know, it went very deep inside my nose. I don't think it was the ultra deep one, but it went pretty far back. And I got results very quickly in less than an hour. I'm obviously negative. And then I came home and I took a 3-hour nap. It was just like, I think my body was just like, you're tired.
Yeah.
Go to sleep. Chill out. So that was nice. It was nice to sleep for 3 hours.
Yeah. 3-hour nap.
Full 3 hours, 2 to 5, like a baby, like an actual baby.
I wish my baby slept for 3 hours. That would be nice.
Honestly, I could come over to your house and nap, and Henry could come to my house, do mom things, and then you could take care. I'll be the nap time at your house. That makes
great.
No sense.
It does and it doesn't.
You know, my brain is working at minimal capacity here these days.
I mean, same.
Yeah, we're
same.
On the same page with our brains. Yeah. But anyway, I'm glad I don't have COVID. I'm glad my body was trying to, I guess, tell me that it's tired and I needed to rest. And so
yeah,
I tried to listen. I took it easy. And I will tell you, Dori, I feel like I've gotten a lot of information from listeners because I have now done my fourth Sunday night bath and scrub.
Mm-hmm.
So it's starting to feel like a thing I do on Sunday nights. Like I'm starting to get into a little bit of a habit and I really look forward to it. I was thinking about it all day on Sunday. And my husband does bedtime with our kids. And like at 7:30, 7:45, I draw a bath.
Ooh.
I get all my scrubs ready. I get like whatever face mask. I just get all my utensils. And I really like, I have a time. I have me time.
That sounds so nice. I love that you figured out this ritual for yourself.
I haven't succeeded in like all my ritual goals yet in 2021, but this one feels like I can make it work and it feels really good. So shout out to all the scrubbers and the bath heads out there. I'm joining you.
The bath heads.
The bath heads, you know, like a fish head, but they're a bath head.
Yep.
Didn't work either.
Okay.
But I want to tell you, Dory, in the bath, I started Bridgerton.
Okay, that might be the most appropriate place to start Bridgerton.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Welcome. I'm surprised it's taken you this long, but also, as we discussed, you've been depressed, so I give you a pass. But I'm glad that you are now on board.
Oh, shit. I am really on board. I watched 3 episodes. I stayed up too late because I was swept away. And then tonight I'm planning on another like 3 hours of Bridgerton, hopefully. Hopefully I finally get to some sex.
I think they really make you work for the sex. It doesn't show up till like episode 5 or 6.
I'm okay with a slow burn. I can handle it. Like when the Duke and Daphne, whatever the heck her name is. Well, Daphne. Bridgerton. Daphne Bridgerton. When they like touched fingers while looking at art, it was my body was electrified. So I'm ready. So I'm fully on board finally with Bridgerton. But you know what? I'm glad I saved it. It's like coming at the right time.
That is so exciting for
that's
you.
That's my self-care, Regency television, and an oily bath. Lots of oils.
Ugh. That sounds great. I'm happy for you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your joy, but I now want to turn the spotlight onto you. How are you coming out of the dark, as you told me, possibly, to quote your
Gloria
muse, Gloria
Estefan?
Yes.
Yes. I am. You know, I think, as I mentioned on our last episode, we've kind of turned a corner here, and now it like really feels like we've turned a corner. We have childcare. I turned in my book revision. I'm just feeling like my husband seems better. I mean, he's not 100% for sure, but he's so much better, and he's seeming more like himself and not just like a shell of a human.
Jeez.
And, you know, Henry and I never got COVID. So like in the grand scheme of things, I'm in a much better place than I was a week ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
For sure. And also something else exciting happened, which is that the 4th and final season of Call My Agent was released.
Oh my gosh, I'm so happy for you.
I know, it's big. It's really big. It was released in the US on Thursday night, and I didn't turn in my book till Friday night, and I was like, oh my God, all I want to do is just like lie on the couch and watch Call My Agent, but I can't, which is fine. But I was just like thinking about it. I was like, oh, I just want to watch Call My Agent. So yeah, it was really nice to just be back with the gang.
So did you tap in? Did you start watching it?
I have started watching. I was only able to watch one episode because the night I started watching, I was so tired that I couldn't finish one episode. So it took me 2 nights to watch one episode. And then last night, by the time I got into bed, I was like, okay, I'm going to go watch some TV. I was texting with a friend and I was like, you know what? I'm going to put my phone down now and go watch some TV. And my goal had been to go watch another episode of Call My Agent. But by the time I got into bed again, it wasn't even that late, but I was like, I'm real tired. I don't think I can even start watching an episode. So that's where we are. But I plan to watch another one tonight.
I was going to say, is tonight your night?
Tonight is my night. So that was also like a nice thing to just have waiting for me as I finished.
It's the best feeling. The best feeling.
Yeah. So, and there was a really lovely and I thought like spot on review in the New York Times of the show that just like really got it. And I'm just so pleased that so many people are on board the Call My Agent train.
I mean, perhaps like you've started the trend.
I don't want to give myself that much credit, but I will say I do get a lot of DMs on Instagram from people who say that they started watching it because of me.
I think you should take the crown.
Like, look, Kate, it's a great show. I can't guarantee, I can't say if you would like it because, as discussed, we often have divergent television tastes, but it's really, it's quite a delightful show.
Because you started Crash Landing on You, but then it was too slow for you and you never picked it back up, right?
You know, I think there were a couple issues. One is that each episode is so long. I was having some trouble with that. Like I was having trouble watching a whole episode in one sitting. That was one thing. I did feel like the first episode was a little slow. But you know, I might go back to it. I didn't dislike it, but I definitely wasn't like immediately captivated by it. Like, oh my God, I must keep watching this.
Well, also time is precious, like now more than
it's
ever.
True.
And if something doesn't captivate you, then move on, I think.
You know what, though? I think I've finally been convinced to get Apple TV Plus because, first of all, everyone is obsessed with Ted Lasso. But second of all,
so good.
I've heard such good things about Dickinson.
I have not watched that. Typing.
So I kind of want to watch Dickinson. So I think I might have to take the plunge.
This looks good.
And okay. And give Apple more money.
Yeah. Seriously. Just keep stuff in those pockets.
Seriously. So, you know, Matt and I finally, we watched What We Do in the Shadows.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it. Did you like it?
It's quite entertaining. It's very silly, but it's very well done. It's very clever. So.
I'm glad we still have time for some pop culture.
Yeah, I was just going to say, thank you for coming to our TV corner.
I'll be here a while.
All right. Well, let's take a little break. And when we come back, we have, I'll just say, some more Apple news.
We do. Oh, my gosh. We have some big breaking Apple news.
All right. BRB.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
Our fave, it's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like, zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you. Okay, we're back.
You know I had to include this text message.
I'm so glad you did, because I feel like listeners need to know.
Yeah, we have not mentioned this on the air yet.
No, we have not.
And this person doesn't know we're going to bring it up on the air.
No, they don't.
A listener wrote to us in a text message and they said, "Is Sammy in the new Apple phone commercial? I made my husband rewind it about 7 times to confirm. It looks just like them." Listener, you have an astute eye, because yes, that is Forever 35 producer Sammy Junio starring in the latest iPhone commercial.
It sure is.
And we're so proud.
Oh, gosh.
Sammy is like a budding star.
Sammy is amazing. Listen, yeah. All I will say is that keep an eye out for Sammy. You might see Sammy popping up somewhere else.
I will say Sammy has like a vast array of talents, because like they produce, they executive produce, they write, they star in Apple commercial. Like, again, what can't Sammy do? I guess is my question. We love Sammy.
Yes.
That's all. And look,
we do.
We told Sammy, like, if you need to leave the pod to go be a star of TV, you have our blessing.
Amen.
But if that happens, we'll probably both cry.
We'll be really sad, but we would understand.
Yeah, we would. Anyway, yes, it is very cool. It's super cool that Sammy got to do that. And they are in an Apple commercial, which, I mean, who can say that about their own life? Not me.
I mean, very few people.
No. All right, Dory.
All right.
Another text message here. Hey, Kate and Dory. I have two recommendations for you and your listeners. Number one, this Target brand baby healing ointment is generic for Aquaphor and about $2 cheaper per tube. At the under $5 price point, I feel like I can glob it on every night. Great recommendation. I love a generic. Number two, I am loving Bloody Knuckles Balm as my hand moisturizer. Whoa. It is marketed to men, hence the awful name, but it is unscented and not greasy. I purchased the travel size for $5.99 to be sure I liked it. It's in the men's care section at Target. Well, this person had a fruitful shopping trip recently.
Seriously.
At Target.
I will say, it is, I find it so annoying when men's, I'm putting men's in quotes, like grooming products that are targeted to men have these like ultra macho names.
Yes.
It's so annoying.
It's so gendered and stupid. And the same should go with products that are targeted to a femme audience as well.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
All of it drives me nuts.
Yes.
Formulated to repair. This says, I'm looking at Bloody Knuckles right now, hand repair. It shows two male-bodied people boxing. And then it says, formulated to repair the hands of workers, fighters, and world champions.
Hmm.
Are you any of those things?
I mean, I could be a world champion.
I would say I'm a fighter, so I guess this applies to us.
Yeah. So let's get it.
Anyway, I appreciate the recommendation. We can do a whole other podcast on gendered marketing.
Yeah.
And the pink tax and things costing more when they're marketed to women.
Totally.
Totally. Boy.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, moving on to more fun topics. Dory?
I love this. I love this text. Hi, friends. I'm 36 and have a hickey. For the first time since I was probably 16. Is there anything I can do to heal it faster? My skin is very pale and pretty sensitive, so marks tend to stay a while. I'd rather not have to wear turtlenecks and scarves in all my Zoom meetings this week. A hickey!
So cute!
I would just slap some concealer on it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I've always done. Put some of that It cosmetic concealer on. That stuff is really thick.
Just spackle it on.
Then maybe some foundation, some powder. I mean, what? Seriously, though, like, go for it.
Yeah. I mean, I think makeup is probably your best bet in terms of having it heal faster. I don't know.
I think, ultimately, like from what I have Googled and also just what I think makes sense, because a hickey is just essentially a bruise, is that you would want to ice it like immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because it's broken capillaries.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think you'd want to do that. But I'm presumably this did not happen immediately. I mean, my initial response is like, would Arnica work? But I don't know. I don't think applying an Arnica cream is going to ultimately make it go away faster. I might reduce some of the discoloration. Here's a question. Could you wear the hickey with pride?
Whoa. I mean, I think in an ideal world, yes. But we don't know what type of work environment this listener works in. And they say that, you know, they have a lot of Zoom meetings.
Yes. And I should clarify, this is a question I posed to the listener, but were it me, I don't think I would, like, I would be shy about having a hickey.
Yeah, I would too.
It's not like I'm bravely going out into the world with my hickeys. So I feel you. But I think Dory is right. I think it's concealer first. And then also, like, maybe talking to your partner about the next, unless you're so caught up in the moment, but you also, like, if it happens again, just be like, hey, can you hickey below the neck? Because I'm on a lot of Zooms.
Yeah.
Like a shoulder hickey.
Good call.
You know, just move your mouth. Move your mouth. That's going to be a real sexy moment in the intimacy when the partner's
please,
like,
please move your mouth.
I've got a lot of Zooms. Or like, get the ice pack ready. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I'm happy for you that you're, you know, getting it on though. That's nice to hear.
Yeah, good point.
Right? Like, that's great.
Totally. All right. This is another text. There was an episode way back, mini ep 71, I think, where Kate was responding to a woman asking for advice about dealing with hard water. I think it was Kate who suggested washing one's hair with distilled water. It has been in the back of my mind to experiment with that ever since. Well, with lockdown, I just did. I used a gallon. I have a shorter bob of distilled water for the whole process. Shampoo twice and then conditioner over the sink. I just used the distilled water at room temperature. It certainly felt cold on my head, but it was totally doable. I think with practice, I could probably use less water. But this first time, I wasn't the most coordinated. Results? Amazing. I put my hair in an aqueous towel after, and when I undid it, my hair felt so soft and just completely clean in a different way. My scalp was totally calm. No itchiness. I wash my hair every 3 to 4 days. I seriously may do this on a regular basis. My hair feels like I had a deep conditioning treatment at an expensive spa. I almost didn't need any styling products afterwards. And if I want to add texture, I can just use a little salt spray for waves or texturizing spray. Well, well, well.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now intrigued. I've never done this.
No, me neither. But I mean, it makes sense. Like, that's why they say to use distilled water and like humidifiers, even though I never do.
I don't either, but it's to prevent all the buildup of all the minerals, yeah. Right? Yeah,
exactly.
Ooh, this could be a fun activity. I would maybe like heat the, if I could, heat the water a little bit first, because I'm a big baby. Mm. And it's not the twice shampoo. I mean, this listener really went for it.
This listener totally went for it.
Can I ask you a question? And maybe you don't know the answer, but maybe someone else will. Do I need an aqueous towel?
You know, I don't have an aqueous towel, but I do have a hair towel. Like
and
a special
verdict? Right.
I like it. But I bought mine for like $5. So, and I think the aqueous ones are like $40.
Wow. Okay. All right. Food for thought.
But I do like having a dedicated like I think it's like a microfibery towel. It's more gentle on my hair. It's like a hair wrap kind of.
Yeah. I've only ever used like a giant terry cloth towel on my head.
Yeah. And that causes breakage.
Yeah, I'm kind of intrigued. I believe Caroline Moss is an aqueous fan as well.
She is.
And so, like, the temptation lurks for me, but I just haven't done it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's an endorsement from you. Okay.
It is an endorsement from me.
Well, I might have to do it. Listeners, aqueous? Question mark?
Question mark, question mark. Okay.
All right. When we come back after this break, we're going to answer a listener question that we received a while back about how to wash your face without getting water all over the sink.
Big question. All right.
Only the hottest topics here on the
All right. Be right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here.
I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Okay, here we are, back again. Did you miss us?
I missed us.
Yeah. Well, they just heard us reading ads, so it's not like you were gone.
Oh, that's right. That's right. I forgot how that works. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, we had a listener write in with a pressing question that I actually could really relate to, which was, how do I not splash water all over my bathroom counter and sink area when I wash my face? And we had a lot of people offer suggestions. There was one that came up more than anything else, but we'll get to that in a little bit. But first was this text message. This listener writes, Anne from Utah here. Before I wash my face, I put on my robe. The robe soaks up the splash on both my front and the water that runs up my arms. I only recently discovered this trick, and it has made all the difference. I can pretty much wear any top under my robe and not worry about getting it wet. It's also safe to lean forward and actually works to soak up the water that drips on the counter.
Well, well, well.
The robe is just like a big towel.
A robe.
I love a robe.
You know, speaking, I was actually thinking of us, the podcast, you, et cetera, because I have a bathrobe. I have a bathrobe that I love. It's from Restoration Hardware of all places. I probably got it over 10 years ago, but it's like the softest, coziest bathrobe. No other bathrobe has ever compared. I almost never wash it. It like doesn't occur to me to wash it. Like, even though I wash my towels every week, I like never wash my bathrobe. And then the other day when I was washing all of our towels, I was like, I'm going to wash my bathrobe. And I kind of thought about how you never wash your bras.
Yeah. And I also rarely wash my bathrobe. Maybe like once a month I look over at it and I'm like, oh yeah, that's a thing that needs to get
clean. Yeah, it's like one of those things that you just don't, even if you wash your towels, it's like not, I don't know. Listeners, let us know. Do you regularly wash your bathrobe?
Well, and it's such a big thing to wash.
It's almost so big.
Like, it needs its own cycle. Yeah. And it feels wasteful.
Totally. Totally. But anyway.
That's really funny.
That's it. That's my story.
Do we wash our robes?
But I like this. I like this idea of wearing your robe as you wash your face.
I do too. I do this. I find like my robe sleeves kind of personally get in the way and like flop around. But maybe I'll try this tonight and see what happens. Or I could try this next suggestion we got via voicemail.
Hi, this is Amanda calling from the Central Coast of California. I'm so happy to say for the first time that I had to pause the pod as I was listening to Friday's episode where you discussed the messiness of washing one's face. I battle this as a person with sensory issues. Sorry, I'm out of breath because I'm so nervous. And it drives me nuts to get water everywhere. So I came up with a solution. I took a pair of my husband's old tube socks. I cut off the foot portion and then I rolled up the remaining sock until I made what was essentially like a wristband. And so I pull up my sleeves, I put my hair back, as you all discussed, and then I put on these wristbands. And guys, it's life-changing. It's truly life-changing. Because as you gently splash your face with water, you no longer have water dripping all down your arm, into your sleeve, and then all over the faucet or all over the sink and the counter. I also utilize a washcloth or flannel to act as a, let me think, kind of a bowl, if you will. You put it, so you cup your hands together, and then you put the washcloth over your hands, and then use that to kind of gently splash your face. And as Dory does also, I too am essentially in the sink, and then very gently use the washcloth to put water on my face, because I also have kind of a thing where it really drives me nuts to just wipe off the cleanser. I need to actually get water to ensure that it is all the way off my face. Okay, there you have it. I think that's all I have to share. Love you all. Thank you so much, religious listener over here. And now that I just recently moved to the Central Coast, I feel even closer to you. Have a great day. Bye.
Wow. That's a life hack if I ever heard one.
Yeah. Socks for sleeves.
Socks for sleeves.
So we'll come back to this idea of something on your wrist. But before I do, I liked this listener's suggestion, especially as a parent of a young child, Dory. I thought maybe this is something you could do.
Hi, Kate and Dory. This is Ashley from Pennsylvania. So I was just listening to your mini app about face washing and just making a big splash mess, which I do definitely if I'm just washing my face in the sink. But what I started doing in the evening is when I run a bath for my son, I'll wash my face while the water is filling up the tub, and then I'll actually just kneel down and I'll just dunk my whole face in the bathtub full of water and like really make sure everything gets rinsed off. And that just keeps water from splashing all over the sink. And I also feel like I didn't waste a ton of water trying to rinse all the cleanser off my face. I know that really probably won't work for you, Kate, since your kids are older, but Dory, maybe with your son, Henry, my son's name is also Henry. Maybe that will, you know, keep things from getting too messy. Thanks. Love the pod. Bye.
I mean, look, I really respect this, and I respect the saving of the water and the multitasking, but I'm not going to do this.
This is not your style?
No. I'll tell you partly why. One of the reasons why is because we have a whole kind of bath time. We have a whole routine with the bath time where, like, we start the bath, then Henry has to give Bo a greenie, which I need to, like, get the greenie out of the locked cabinet and give it to Henry. And then Henry runs around the house and then hands it to Bo. And then we go back into the bathroom. And by that point, the bathtub has filled up enough for Henry because he doesn't need very much water. Also, I think if I tried to wash my face in the bathtub, Henry would be way too interested in what was going on. And it would be annoying for me. I would also have to fill up. I think I would have to fill up the bath more than I do.
Or you'd be he doesn't like, get very, really, like your head would be really in there.
Yeah. He doesn't get very much water in the bath, partly because he's not in there for very long. And like, it's pretty easy to clean him off. So, you know, but listener, I really respect what you're doing. It's just not for me.
I love this technique in theory. I feel like I would dump my head in and then I would be dripping. I would be doing more dripping, not less.
Yeah. And I think I would feel like I also like after I wash my face, I like to immediately put on like my serums and my creams and all that stuff. Not be like out there with my just washed face. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, like I said, for me, this doesn't work, but I really appreciate the outside of the box thinking.
I do too. It's real disruptive, as they say in Silicon Valley. All right. Okay. So, finally, I just want to mention this one last text we got, which just says sweat wrist bands, the cotton kind 80s tennis players wear. It really helps with the water that drips down your wrists onto the counters. Now,
we got, this was by far the most shared response, and we got a lot of them.
We did.
People own wristbands, like sweat terry cloth cotton wristbands for tennis, and they put them on every night to wash their face. Now, this blows my mind. Apparently, this has been discussed elsewhere, maybe on Reddit, but I keep meaning to buy them so I can try this myself. But I also like, I love the thought, like the vision of like people around the world getting their wristbands on for their face washing. Like for the Rocky soundtrack. You know what I mean?
I do. I do.
Had you ever heard of this? Of anyone wearing wristbands for face washing?
Not until we started discussing it on the pod and I started seeing people talking about it.
Yeah. Well, hot tip. We'll try it.
Yeah.
Well, let's leave you with an activity for today. It is to watch UCLA gymnast Nia Dennis's unbelievable floor routine.
It's so good.
That she just did in a competition. We will link to it. You must stop everything you're doing right now and go watch
Yes, literally.
On that note, thanks for listening.
Bye.